There's another story you might be interested in reading. I'm not going to cover it here because I think it's more smoke and mirrors for the more divide and conquer fodder coming from the right side. See, as I've told you many times before, there is no them versus them in government, whether it's in the major leagues in D.C. or I call it the minor leagues, the state government. I cover the state house in Jersey, so I saw what life was like in the minor leagues. It's the same fucking thing the way it is in the major leagues. There's just more money involved. There's trillions involved, trillions and billions now involved in the federal bureaucracy and the federal lottery, you could call it, for politicians. And the states are in the millions and sometimes billions, but mostly millions category, right? So you get called up and you go from millions, sometimes billions, to billions, sometimes trillions. So the difference between the major leagues and the minor leagues, and they pull these communists and these weirdos and these sellouts from the minor leagues to whenever one of these dopes gets a whack-a-mole and gets pumped out of office, forced out of office, forced to quit, they bring the replacements up for the minor leagues. It's as simple as that. And there's no difference. Okay, it's them against us. There's no Republicans, there's no Democrats in state government. They put on a great fucking show. They put on a great play to make you think otherwise. But it's the same old fucking, same old shit. It really is. And they get away with it because most of the reporters that are down there are in their 20s, rocking and rolling. They're too stupid and they want to get laid and they want to get drunk to understand really how it's played and how it works. Of course, I didn't want to do any of those things when I was a reporter. I just wanted to be a reporter. But that's now the exception to the rule instead of the rule. But Minnesota lawmaker proposes a law to strip convicted protesters of food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other government programs. This is a dope, the right-wing dope, that if you're convicted of protesting, you lose food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other government programs. There's no, you know, you may agree with that, but I'll tell you straight up, there's no shortage of unconstitutional laws being peddled and pimped. And this is just another one. It's ridiculous. First of all, it's not going to, he wants to, if you're a college student, you lose your loans and your grants if you protest. Okay, let's go. All right. And you know, you lose assistance and things like that. And supplemental nutrition assistance. You lose your unemployment benefits and all that. That's great. That's just great, right? Let's stoke the fire. This dope. I just fall back to the basics. What rights am I granted under the U.S. Constitution? When I'm born, I have the privilege, and it has been a privilege to be born into this country. So you didn't have to break in or just stroll in. Now you can just stroll in. But what are my God-given rights in this country? Because God has put you here, whether you realize it or not, and you're here for a reason. And you get to enjoy the rights and the fruits of our founding fathers. What would the founding fathers say? Well, the founding fathers in the Bill of Rights say that you have the freedom to assembly. You have the right. You have the right to bitch about things. And so I think that supersedes any of this bullshit, right? If you're a convicted person of what? Of demonstrating? I hate to break news. I said it earlier in the show. There's not enough demonstrating. The good people out there don't want to demonstrate because they're fucking terrified what's going on and they're worried about their families and how they're going to put food on the table. They don't have the luxury of demonstrating, but that doesn't mean you fold up their rights, their civil rights. Christ, we lost enough civil rights, and this dope, this supposed fucking conservative wants to take away more civil rights? I'm not for that. How many civil rights can we lose? I mean, it's insane. Take away everything, right? It's crazy. You know, and until you do something with the Maxine Waters of the world who go out there and do the same damn thing and incite violence with her comments, what privileges did she lose, right? I mean, it's a slippery slope. If anything, she should be looked at for that kind of thing. But no, 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 no. Sometimes I think they do all this stuff on purpose, and they'll have Maxine Waters come out and do this, and then they'll roll something out like this. They'll roll something out like this to hammer people. And guess why? Guess what that would be used for? That's not going to be used against the people on the left. They could pass that law, and it could be a law. Laws are meaningless. Laws are meaningless unless they're enforced. But they'd enforce it against you. If pissed off Christians and conservatives were out in the street, right? Assembling and things like that. They use it against you. They're not going to use it against them. Look at fucking January 6th in the Capitol. Look how the FBI has treated that. Versus an entire summer of rioting. They didn't apply any of the laws on the books. Thousands of laws on the books. They didn't do anything. They didn't hunt these people down like Dog the fucking bounty hunter, right? Like they are now to conservatives. If this did pass, this fucking jackass Republican, it wouldn't be used against these folks anyhow. It would be used against you when the time comes to teach you a lesson. Oh, you want to go out in the street? We'll convict you. We'll take away your rights, your monetary rights, your taxpayer rights that you pay into. We'll take those away from you too. Thank you for paying for your entire life. If you need these things, you're not entitled to them. Understand, they wouldn't use it against these folks anyhow. It's a fucking sham. You have to look at these things. That's why I don't want to spend too much time on it. We're moving on. Okay, where are we? LA County Sheriff blames defund the police progressive policies for murder violent crime wave. Don't worry, Maxine's. Maxine's doing her part. Los Angeles County top cop Sheriff Alex Villanueva says that the far left defund the police narrative and progressive officials are responsible for a worrying spike in violent crime. And then you understand the message that I had. Longtime top cop, top agent, saying it's over. That's what he said at the end of his message. It's over. When the mob dictates law and order and who gets prosecuted, etc., it's over. It's over. That's how a lot of cops feel. And now we're seeing this play out. Someone is saying it publicly. And Villanueva has been a popular guy for his taking a stance in the past. Let's take a look at the background. Major cities across the U.S. have experienced a spike in violent crime this year. Don't worry. Homicide's fucking up like 35% across the board. But don't worry about this guy. This guy you don't know. You're fired up about. And you or yourself could be fucking gunned down, shivved, choked out in the street for a bag of crumbs, for a bag of snacks. But you're worried about this other stuff. It's really incredible. If you can afford the fucking, because you've been so distracted and you let these people steal from you, if you can afford a bag of snacks. In LA, for example, murders are up 200%. Through the first 2 months of 2021, there were 60 murders in LA County compared to just 21 during the same time period last year. Portland is another major city experiencing a wave of homicide. There are 25 murders in Portland through the first 3 months of 2021 compared to just 3 during the same time period in 2020. I wonder if they consider last year that Portland itself was murdered by its politicians. And maybe we should say that there were 4 murders last year or same time period. Portland is a rat hole. Fires and everything else, as I talked about the last couple of days, Portland will never come back. It's gone. It's gone. Smart businesses are getting the hell out. They've gotten the hell out. The money will never come back. They want a rat hole. You got it. It's a big fucking country. People will go somewhere else. Or they'll go to another country. They're going to go down to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico or other famous spots for expats and fuck off. Goodbye. I mean, that's what's going to happen. They're pushing people out of this country eventually. Or, you know, the West is a big place. You get the hell out of Portland. It's very basic. You can read a message. They send you a message. I got a message in the bottle. It came from Mexico. It came from, I mean, pick a place at this point. There are a lot of countries where they'll welcome your money and not be so interested in trying to steal it. It's really incredible. I just had like an out-of-body experience. It's really incredible that I'm sitting here even talking about this stuff. If you told me this when I was growing up, that I'd have a radio show and we'd be talking about this stuff, I'd say, oh, what is this, like Orson Welles' War of the Worlds? This is going to be like fiction? I try to scare the shit out of people every day? That a fucking space aliens are landing? Well, those bitches have landed and they're running the country into the ground, so to speak. You look at the president of the United States, you don't think this guy looks like a sleet stack from Land of the Lost, milling around? He's a dope. He's a glassy-eyed dope. His eyes might be more glassed over than his dopey, crack addict son. And Biden today is talking about, oh my God, we need to do more after this Floyd fucking Chauvin verdict, right? And Pelosi is saying, thank you. Can you imagine the insanity? This bitch is number three in line to be president of that. Well, I mean, it's not saying much when you look at the lineage. She's thanking George Floyd for dying and making a sacrifice for justice. What? What are you talking about? How much vodka have you consumed? Are you taking vodka now intravenously? Is that what's going on? I think we have something from her. Hold on. We have a clip from her. Very controversial clip.
Very dark. Very dark. Very dark chocolate. You like dessert. Well, I like chocolate. I'm not indiscriminate. I don't consider anything that isn't chocolate dessert. Now, it could be like a nice fruit thing, and you consider it fruit, but not dessert.
Oh, I'm so with you.
Yes. Sometimes I like it as an hors d'oeuvre, chocolate hors d'oeuvre.
This is where her fucking head's at, right? She's so, you know, far be it from me for her to say something that makes any goddamn sense whatsoever. New York City, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, also plagued by soaring murder rates. And look who runs these cities. Of course, Baltimore is a victim of the 1960s. It's never really come back since the 60s and other places like Newark and Detroit. And now add Minneapolis and add Portland to that list. They burnt the fucking places down. The criminals are running wild. The money leaves town. Never, it'll never come back. It'll never come back. It's going to be a perpetual shithole. And so you get what you vote for and you get what you permit. And this is what obviously what they wanted and they got it. And this is a big fucking country. You know, you can just leave and go somewhere else. And as crazy as it sounds now, I know folks who don't even have the wherewithal to leave. But because of real estate prices, they're saying, you know what? We can sell this place. We can sell this. And this is a trend, by the way. We can sell this place because real estate values are so high right now. And there's a massive supply and not a lot of demand. We've talked about that on Hotwire. Who's buying houses? It's not fucking us. It's not Americans. And I could buy an RV and we can travel around and get the fuck out of here. And a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are doing that. Older folks, my age, etc., 50s, 60s, 70s. Fuck this. We're out of here. Sell this place and we gone. Yeah, we lived here a whole life, but that doesn't mean we have to ride it out. According to Villanueva, criminals emboldened by progressive law enforcement policies and the defund the police movement are behind the spike in violent crime. Of course, what Villanueva is perhaps not reaching far back enough is that the entire Obama administration was 8 years of psychologically defunding the police, as far as many Americans are considered. So he set the fucking stage for this. And it's really incredible. Villanueva specifically blamed new Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. This guy's a real communist. The progressive lawman and full-time communist who's introduced quick reform to Los Angeles law enforcement. Yeah, reform. Reform's always a good, I found, when it comes to government, a good synonym for reform. When I reference Rajets, thesaurus, also known as Roger, to the Blue Bloods. A good synonym for reform is chaos. And basically this dope, this district attorney, much like the insane district attorney of Philadelphia, these guys are literally fucking communists. And the DA in Philly was backed and basically put into office and bankrolled by Soros. Soros put up, I think, $1.5 million. Anyway, their view is that all cops are bad and we need to cut criminals a bigger break and defund the police. We need less police. So let's make their lives and their jobs a living hell, and we can get the good ones to quit, and then we'll have foot soldiers on the Kool-Aid that we can get to do what they want. And whatever we want, these guys will do, because they're still here, so they must be as fucked up as we are. The good ones are leaving fast and considering leaving and putting things in motion. Of course, it's not that easy to leave, putting things in motion to get out. And some of the young rats that we saw, six cops testify against Chauvin at trial, plus the police chief. Those rats are fucking built, are built for this. They will climb. They will climb. And I'm sure they'll all be promoted for turning on their brother. But you want to work with those guys? Good luck to you. Maybe you can share a cell one day with Chauvin for much less. The worrying direction and spike, disturbing spike in crime, is not just new to 2021. In fact, violent crime, especially murder, was already particularly high in 2020. As I said, it's like 2020, I think it was up 25%. And I literally think it's up another 25%. It doesn't say here, though. But and of course, those are all numbers compiled by the FBI, so you never know what the fuck is going on. Those guys are not very good at anything they do. But don't worry about it. Communist prosecutors have made it clear that making arrests for drug and weapons crimes will go unprosecuted. But if you arrest these guys, then you're going to be exposed to disciplinary action, lawsuits, and potential criminal prosecution yourself. No wonder people are getting the hell out of law enforcement. And when we lose the good ones, folks, we're in trouble. Because you know they're going to send these bad fucking apples? The rat squad. Of course, it's already a rat squad. It's very, especially in the federal agents. These federal agencies, fucking rat squad. The 50-year-old, I think the cutoff in my mind, talking to a lot of people, is like 50 years old. 50, 52, 53. And above are like fucking different breed. Are like, all right, well, we got you back to a certain point, right? We got you back. I'll take some heat for you, man. You know, you got a wife and kids. We're fucking hang out. Our family, my wife knows your wife. We'll do what we can to cover for you. We got you back. 50 and under, rat squad. Rat squad. Around there. It's tough to put a It's tough to get a pulse, but that's basically, and I'm the only guy saying this, so, you know, this is fucking, this is Rumpelstiltskin, man. I'm spinning fucking gold here. These other dopes are on TV.
I think the verdict was, good and bad.
No one else is saying that the cops today, the majority of them who climb the ranks are fucking rats. Of course, if you're a cop or you're a federal agent listening to this show, and many do, you know, if you're older and you're not a rat, you're applauding me. And if you're younger and you're a rat, you're too stupid and self-absorbed to understand what I'm saying anyhow. So I don't have to worry about those folks. It's insane. It's insane. It's a rat squad. It's sad. That's why I laugh. It really is. But my point of this is that those rats, right? They're the ones who are going to fucking say, yeah, oh, well, you want me to go knock on that guy's door and take his guns? Oh, no problem. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are we going out tonight? Yeah, we'll go over there. We're strapping up. And we got the vests. We got the M4s. We got the AR-15. We're strapping up, you know. We'll go. We're going to stage right near their house, and then we'll hit the house. We'll go out to breakfast afterwards. Oh, you're bringing breakfast. All right, well, we'll eat afterwards. Yeah. The other one's going to show up at your fucking door because the overlords they work for told them what to do. They're going to come to your house and hassle you. They're not going to think twice about it because they're fucking rats. The thin blue line when these good cops leave just got a lot thinner. So I'm talking about good song for the topic. Where are we going here? Okay. Headline, woke medicine comes to New York City. These dopes. Everybody's woke now. There's a lot of money in being woke. A lot of money in being woke. But go woke, get woke, go broke. Or maybe it's going to be reversed. Go broke and then you get woke. You know what? We're playing it down the... it down the line here, being honest, and there's no money in it. It's time to get woke, because we're broke. A pair of doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital last month in New York City outlined a pilot program that they said would offer preferential care to patients of color. Oh, good luck. Good fucking luck. I don't care who you are. The medical community has fucking sold us out during COVID. So, hey, man, if you can get treated, God bless you. Because the rest of us assholes out here, regardless of what color you are, they're not even allowed to treat you. We have to go Dallas fucking Buyers Club to get therapeutics. If you get sick with a virus, you got to go Dallas Buyers Club and scare up therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Because these people, these so-called doctors, I don't think they're doctors at all. I just think they're an extension of the state, extension of the government. They won't fucking give you life-saving therapeutics that are legal and have been legal for years. They won't do that because the AMA and their state licensing medical boards say don't do that. It will yank your license. So you can create all the fucking programs and all the bird brain pilot programs you want, and you can give preferential care to anybody. What fucking does it matter when they sold us all out anyhow? This is more bullshit right here. This is more bullshit. Hey man, if you're black, you're Puerto Rican, whatever, you're Hispanic, and you can get your hands on this stuff, we'll buy it from you. You could set up a cottage industry right? If you guys can get this because you're minorities, you can get these things, these life-saving fucking drugs that physicians won't give any of us. Set up some kind of cottage business where you can distribute it. But guess what? You're going to walk in here and you're going to get appointments, but you're not going to get any fucking help. Now, Western medicine has ditched us. But they take their cues from Fauci, Gates, CDC, FDA, NIH. They're not here to fucking help you. No. They're here to play their role in ushering in the Great Reset. With or without you, they're not fucking care. If you get sick and you don't make it through, oh, tough shit. You should have had a better immune system. So who fucking cares about this story? I don't give a shit about it. Modern medicine in the United States has fucking abandoned all of us, whether you realize it or not. Do yourself a favor and don't get sick. And if you do, my God, make sure you get something that at least resembles the designer disease of the day, which is COVID-19. Otherwise, the medical community won't even see you because there's no money in seeing non-COVID patients. There's no reimbursement from the federal government. There's no reimbursement from the state if you don't have COVID. My God, go to a clinic. Go to a fucking clinic. Get out of here. You're sick from the vaccine? Bullshit. Bullshit. On the form, you know what we put on the form? You got to listen to the latest Hotwire on patreon.com/truepunter and subscribestar.com/truepunter. We don't pull punches on there. We can't say this stuff publicly that we say on there. You go in with a problem with the vaccine, guess what's being listed as? Not a problem with the vaccine, right? So if you have cardiac problem, you have a lung problem or something like that, you have a problem with your spine, anything, and you go in and say, yeah, and you get out of here, beat it. You're second, third fiddle. They only give a shit about COVID. That's really the way it is. We've heard that from doctors who are not happy with the way things have gone on. And in general, folks, if you have kidney problems, et cetera, what we're seeing is a massive delay in life-saving treatments for a number of different reasons. People are afraid to go to the hospital. It's tough to get appointments. And people are being fucked up long term. But don't worry, Fauci is doing another press tour on how great he is and how he's America's doctor. Yeah, he is America's doctor. But this isn't the America of 1970, 1980, 1990, etc. America's a shithole now. America is a third world hellhole. And he fucking, so you can carry that mantra around that you're America's doctor, but America is a fucking third world medical hellhole. So wear your fucking honor with pride. Wear your badge of deceit and wear your badge of betrayal with fucking pride, you midget. Who cares about? I mean, seriously, if you want to read the story, it's on True Pundit. After 15 minutes of hammering it and to think the insanity that they would offer preferential care to patients of color. Well, good luck, man. Good luck, my brothers. Hopefully you can get some something to save your life, okay? If it's a race-explicit intervention, hopefully you get some medicine. Because guess what? Out here, none of us are getting it, regardless of religion, creed, color, whatever the fuck. We're not getting it. Or more power to you. But you're going to get there and you're going to find the same fucking thing. You got sold out too, my friends. You've been sold out. Plain and fucking simple. In my eyes, in this book. In disguises, no one knows. Has the face like Black Hole Sun, or another name for the national debt. Now, we talked about this earlier. Some numbers that may be surprising to you. Now, these numbers come from the feds, and you always, if you're a listener to this show, with my background at Citigroup, you know what I always say about numbers coming from the feds? Double them. That's the rule of thumb. Of course, that comes from Citigroup, but it also comes from being a reporter, dealing with these people, and it also comes from being the intel apparatus. Whenever the government says something, double it. Because these assholes don't know how to use even basic math. And they always underreport and sugarcoat bad news. It always comes out to be about double. So I call it double. It's been a great benchmark, and it's improving time and time and time again. You double these assholes what they come up with. Headline: a true national debt, also known as the Black Hole Sun, exceeds $123 trillion. That's nearly $800,000 per taxpayer. Okay, that's what the government says. The Treasury Department. I say that $123 trillion is more like $250 when you look at unfunded liabilities. That's not, I'm just, it's backed up by unfunded liabilities and everything else. 250 or 300 trillion. We'll call it 250 trillion. The government's telling you it's 123 trillion, which puts you on the hook as a taxpayer for $800,000 of debt per U.S. taxpayer. So double it. 1.6. We'll be a little conservative. Let's take a couple hundred thousand. You know what? I'm in a good mood today. I'm going to give you a couple hundred thousand dollars. You get 200,000. You get 200,000. You get 200,000. It's like an Oprah show. Yay, Oprah. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Oh my God. I got $200,000. This is incredible. This is incredible.
You're a real crumb bum. You're a crumb creep coward.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. I'm in a good mood. I'll throw you $250,000. What do you think of that? Thank you. You're welcome. There you go. America's national debt now exceeds $123 trillion. Double it, according to a new report, or more than four times the official figure, which is $28 trillion, calculated by the U.S. Treasury Department. Yeah, those guys know what they're doing. Federal spending related to they call it the CCP virus now, whenever you read about it. They can't call it the China virus. Federal spending related to the CoronaCon virus, pandemic, and economic lockdown added nearly $10 trillion to the total in 2020. According to the latest edition of the Financial State of the Union 2021 report, compiled and published annually by Chicago-based nonprofit Truth in Accounting. Folks in Truth in Accounting are also not telling you how bad it is. But spending amid the pandemic represents only a small portion of the total difference between the official government figure and the recent private calculation. Folks, I think if you actually add in the real numbers that we don't get, by the way, from Social Security and Medicare, the unfunded liabilities I talked about, okay? And we have a top guy in Social Security, by the way, we've worked with for a number of years. And he says the numbers that the feds have are not representative. So that's why, okay, a lot of these numbers are based on official numbers, official representations from the Government Accounting Office, from Office of Management and Budget, etc. All government, as we talked about, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's still running through the prism of the government that can't be trusted. You're going to trust these people? They're all fucking. Now, listen, it's getting bad out there, but you don't need to be up on the roof. Please. Hey, step off the ledge. The weekend's come. Elected and non-elected officials have made repeated financial decisions that have left the federal government with a debt burden of $123 trillion, double it. Treasury officials don't include unfunded benefits because they claim recipients have no right to future payments. Only those under current entitlement laws. They may be projecting here all that money you're paying into Social Security. Medicare, you're not going to see it. Oh, we can't tell. We can't calculate these things. These people are probably never going to get these things. Don't worry about it. It's like your pension you get, right? All you United Auto workers out there, you work for GM. And you can retire now. Thank you for your service. You'll get your full pension. We'll start on this date. Get a full pension. You're like, yeah, this is pretty good. I got the pension. I got a side job. Yeah, this is good. You get a letter from General Motors. Your full pension is now a half pension. Thank you. If you want to make a lot of noise about it, it'll be a quarter pension. Thank you for paying into the union and into your pension all these years. Thank you. Folks, I laugh when Bernie Madoff died because Drudge had a big thing. See you in hell, Madoff. Ran the biggest Ponzi scheme. Yeah, Ponzi scheme. They didn't even give him any credit. In federal prison, he cornered the market in hot chocolate. They had to go through Madoff if they wanted to have hot chocolate, the inmates. And he was making money and getting favors and running a racket for hot chocolate. This guy made the Swiss Miss Girl. I can't say that. That's... It's funny as hell, but I can't say. This guy cornered the market in hot chocolate, didn't even get any press from it. I laughed at the whole Madoff thing. The biggest Ponzi scheme is fucking the government and Social Security. Are you people crazy? Madoff? Get the fuck out of here. They just told you here you might not even get paid. Your whole life you paid into this. You might not see a dime. That's what they're saying. That's why we don't include it. These people might never get paid. Can't include that. And there you see the difference in $123 trillion versus what it really is. The federal government would need such a vast amount of money from taxpayers to cover this debt. It received an F grade and its financial condition. An F grade. There's a difference between the student who gets an F. That's like a fucking 60. These guys are pulling a school zone speed limit at 15 or 25. What kind of grade does the kid get who wants to burn down the entire school and leave everybody in it homeless? That's not an F grade. Unless the F stands for federal prison. Unlike many state governments, the federal government doesn't maintain a cash reserve to deal with spending necessitated by unexpected crises such as a virus pandemic. Is that what we've had? Yeah, why do they need cash around? They have you. You're the ATM machine. You better wake up. You better adopt your own ATM philosophy against the man. You're going to keep spitting out your profits and whatever savings you have to these fucking parasites, these tapeworms. It's insane. It really is. It's just not even. These guys have all these percentages worked out. You can read this story on True Punch. This percentage and that percentage, it's all bullshit, folks, because the numbers, this is what I say to you guys about Patreon.com /TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. This is what I say to you guys so often. We could sit here and hash over all these numbers, right? If they're just like, I've made the analogy, just like you have in your life, okay? Just like you have in your life. If you're using incorrect data and lies as a baseline for calculations and decisions and things like that, right? If that's what you're using as a baseline, you're fucked. Because it's lies. It's improper. It's not the truth. You need to have true numbers. You need to have the truth to formulate a good baseline plan, et cetera, for the future. If you're using numbers that are skewed to begin with and skewered to begin with and misreported, then you can't get a handle on how much debt. That's why I say double it. It always turns out to be almost double. And I even gave you guys a couple $100,000 off today in case we were a little aggressive. And guess what? Is there anybody in Congress? Is there anybody making noise about this? They added $10 trillion in 1 year of CoronaCon. CoronaCon's not going away. How much do you think fucking Biden? How much do you think a cigar store Indian can add to the deficit? He's already at $2 trillion. He's going for four first couple months. I said this is going to happen from... You're going to see one $2 trillion bailout, another $2 trillion, another three. Then they got to bail out the mortgage companies and the landlords. That's going to be five, maybe four. That's massive. But don't worry. Nobody in Congress gives two shits because they're making money from it. Whenever there's chaos, don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. Whenever there's chaos, they cash in. Can't you hear me knocking? I'm the fucking guy with the bag of money. I'm an elected official who's a professional at manipulating you, getting you to pay attention to things that have no fucking bearing on your life. Only in America could politicians and crooked bastards and race pimps and profiteers and carpetbaggers could get Americans to celebrate something that has no fucking bearing on improving their life. They may think it does. Well, they're already imprisoned by the same people. Huxley talked about it earlier. Stockholm Syndrome. He talked about it earlier. That's why I played the clip. They actually fucking are happy and they applaud their captors.
Yeah, we got it right this time. Yeah, the verdict is right.
Okay, you wake up tomorrow or you wake up today and you listen to this, right? How is your life different? You're still fucked. People out there, I've said this before, and you know, it's pissed off some people. I've gotten some email, but that's okay. People don't understand that what I'm saying. It's not an anti-African-American thing. It's not a pro-white thing. It's very simple. It's something much more drastic and dire. I see people are worried about reparations for slavery. What? You're a fucking slave now. You're a fucking slave. We're all slaves. The have-nots are slaves. The haves are your slave owners. You're already on a fucking plantation. You're paying for this insanity. You owe an indentured servitude $1.4 million. Well, I gave you a couple $100,000, so we'll call it $1.4 million. And they're not done yet. Tell me how you're not a slave. You're worried about reparations? How about survival? How about putting fucking food? I'm worried about putting food on the table. I'm not worried about anything else. And staying out of the crosshairs of these career criminals who are dangerous people and now want to pump bullshit into your body and the body of your loved ones. And you dummies are lining up. You know what else I want to stay away from? Dumb fuckers like you. Of course, I use like you. I'm not talking about the folks that are listening. I'm talking about the collective. We cater to very smart people. Hey, can't you hear me knocking? I'm pissed off. Listen to Huxley. Find his interview with Mike Wallace. You can find it on YouTube. 1958. Huxley. And it's worth listening to because it's more than prophetic. It's more than prophetic. I may never bitch about calling things months and years before they happen again and not getting credit for it because you have guys like this. Real fucking bright guys that saw this coming generations ago and spoke up about it and no one fucking listened. You're 1.4, 1.5 million in debt and people worried about getting paid for something that happened in the 1860s, 1850s, etc. Without understanding again that you are a slave. You've gone from tax slave to chemical slave. All with a smile on your face. Put the fucking mask on. Behave yourself. Be a good little robot. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. That sound you hear is not the founding fathers rolling over in the grave. They're on a fucking rotisserie. Okay? You get wind burn from how fast they're spinning. They pledged their lives and their fortune and the lives of their family. Put it all on the line for this. And this is what they got. 240 years. And then what? Everybody just threw the towel in because it's too fucking hard to stand up and have any balls in this country. Stand up for what's right. It's much easier just to go along with the crowd because you might be ostracized. Bunch of fucking sissies. That's what I want to avoid. People like you. No matter how much time I got left, whatever happens, happens, but I don't have to live it with a bunch of milquetoasts. Be a man out there, for Christ's sake. Man up. Jesus. Even the women out there are acting tougher than a lot of the guys. I talked about that earlier. Man the fuck up. Another good show, man. I don't know, man. There's no scripts here. We just turn it on and we go. There's a certain beauty in that. It's not the rehearsed, you can tell. The drivel that you're getting in your living room and into your ears is just fucking rehearsed drivel. Safe. It's safe. You better realize that it's gotten you nowhere. It's gotten you fucking nowhere. So be a man, Spencer Davis. Group says, I'm a man, yes I am. And I'm here to kick ass when needed. Do some research and read up on your founding fathers of this country. Those were dudes I like to hang the fuck out with. I'm definitely a throw. I understand it. I'm a throwback to the 1700s. I mean, I understand. It's cool. I am. I don't like to be pushed around. And I welcome turmoil. I welcome conflict. Just like they did. It's like, okay, you want to do this? We'll do it. What happened to dudes like that? What the fuck happened to this place? What happened? Another great show in the books. I can feel it. I know when these things are good. I know when they're good. Back in the garage, also known as garage. I can also tell when the show's should be over because of my voice. Especially now, if you listen to Pain After Dark on Saturday, last Saturday, you understand. we are recovering from a nightmare. It's nothing short. There's no way to sugarcoat it in this country.
We come from garage land.
Folks, on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, helping us keep the lights on in the garage, in garage land, the garage band. And as I've said many times, we appreciate it. I'll break this down quick. Let's see if I can do it. There's a minute. There's about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left in this song. You're in trouble out there, folks. It's stacked up against you. I'm not the be-all, end-all. We're not the be-all, end-all. But you got to find some people that are telling you the truth. Some people have enough fortitude and guts to tell you the truth. And take a financial hit. Do you know how much money we could make if we were fucking lying? Like all the people on Fox, with big podcasts and radio shows now who lie to you? Sure, they might tell you 70% of the truth. It's the other 30% that'll fucking fry you. It's already frying you. If you went out and got a vaccine based on these idiots telling you it was safe and you're dead now, it's too late. You need to have intelligence to counter everything else you're hearing. If everybody out here was telling the truth, we'd all be prosperous. It would be the land of milk and honey. It's not, except for the haves. So you need to arm yourself with good intelligence. That's what we're trying to do here. So you have a baseline of truth for you and your crew. Fuck's sake. They're going to take it all. I said this in March 2020 when I was on a podcast. A couple different podcasts. I said, people said, what do you think's going on? I said, they're going to take it all. Oh, what do you mean they're going to take it all? They're going to take the White House? No. White House. Fuck the White House. They're going to take all your money. They're going to take everything you have. They might even come for you. Well, they've come for you with needle in hand. Now, you can decide on whatever you want, but you better have a good intelligence. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're only looking for a few smart people a day to join up. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. A few smart people a day. Is that you? Big question. Make an investment in the truth for a change instead of wasting time with these paid liars. Anyway, we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. If you're listening on those platforms, you notice that you're not getting the ads for the platforms, because we're offering now basically a completely ad-free experience on those platforms for the podcast. And then for the public podcast, we're piping those spots in to get people to support us. So if you're on the platform, it's like, hey, I don't hear this guy using 10 minutes of airtime every day talking about something that I'm already a part of. So there you go. So if you want to get in on this thing, it's an ad-free experience for the time being. I mean, we're trying that. I kind of like the way it goes, the way it's working out. So, and as I say to you folks every day at the end of the show here, and I wouldn't be here without the big man. Take care and God bless you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell? Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and all the good times really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. Best of the free life behind us now, are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell, with no kind of chance for the flag, the liberty. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. For the flag, and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over for good.